The following is a presentation of the Chicago Bears Network on the air, online, and on demand. Visit the Chicago Bears Network page on chicagobears.com. And now, welcome to Bears All Access, your all-access pass into Chicago Bears football. Bears All Access is brought to you by Sports Authority and sponsored by University of Phoenix and Miller Lite.
From Hallis Hall, the home of the first place 6-1 Bears, this is Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority. Zach Sabin, pleased to be joined tonight by one of these guys at the table, an All-American at one of the most powerful football schools in the world. The other guy is 6'7", built like an Adonis, right? And he was not an All-American, but he did something special this past week. Kellen Davis is here, the tight end from Michigan State, and the former All-America safety from LSU, Craig Steltz. Hey, guys, what's going on?
Doing great. How are you?
You were, and I mean, think about this.
No, he was not an All-American.
Yes, he was. All-American at an SEC school.
The best SEC
school. That's
why.
That's the only reason why.
They got a big matchup this weekend against Alabama.
Coming in, big game in Tiger Stadium.
You're laughing at him. That's okay. You guys can take it to the break and do whatever you need to do. But I want to touch on what Kellen Davis did this past week against the Carolina Panthers, because it's my understanding that Lovie Smith has only handed out 10 A's this season, this entire season. Pepper's got an A for his performance against the Panthers. Jennings got an A for his performance against the Panthers. And Kellen Davis got an A for his performance against Carolina. Lovie Smith telling ChicagoBears.com, that was your best game as a professional football player.
Well, I appreciate the love from the coach. That's great. But I definitely think I can still improve.
Yeah, I don't think he said that you can't. I just think that he was very impressed by what you did, and he said it was more than just, obviously, the acrobatic touchdown catch. It was a huge play in the game against the Panthers. But what else did you do that you can only see if you flip on the video?
Well, I did a pretty good job blocking and then pass protection. I was sound on most of my assignments and just played hard.
And when that happens, what's the next step? Because you just said there's room for improvement. Where do you want to take your game?
More pancakes on my blocks, and more catches. You know, that's improvement.
And there are opportunities there, because I think when you look at the Bears' offense, I don't even think you guys have scratched the surface of what you can be as an offensive football team.
No, most definitely not yet. We're still. I mean, we're very explosive right now, but we've been inconsistent. So we're trying to take that next step and becoming – when we become consistent, we're not going to be able to be stopped. We're going to drive the ball up and down the field, and that's where we should be. We're just not there yet. We're still kind of trying to gel and work out the kinks or whatever. But we – like just like Coach Ty said the other week, we don't want to peak week 8. We want to peak, you know, right when the playoffs are hitting.
Yeah, when you look at the teams in recent history here that have won championships, you know, whether it was the Giants last year, the Steelers a few years back, you know, the Packers when they won the Super Bowl, it's kind of that point after Thanksgiving as you approach that final month of the season where you want to turn it up a notch. Would you agree?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You know, I think, at least in my mind, I'm thinking we're sitting at 6-1. We have a great record. We're leading our division. We're where we want to be. We got to be the first to get the 10 wins. We got to make sure we get our 10 wins, and then everything else after that is a bonus. Of course, we want to keep winning games, but, you know, that 10-win mark is a big mark in the NFL, and if we do well enough and take care of business like we should, you know, try and get that bye week that first week, and that's when we need to be ready.
Now, defensively, Craig, when you look at what the Bears have done in every aspect, and I heard Charles Tillman say it today, that there's still room for improvement. Where? What can you guys do better than what you've done so far to get to this 6-1 record?
You just want to continue to build on what we're doing each week. You know, the defense has been playing tremendous ball and continue each week. And we always talk about it. It's not just takeaways, but it's about scoring. You know, we're trying every time we get the ball, you know, for that guy who got the interception or whoever picked up the fumble, you know, to get his job to score. And everybody's around him trying to pick up blocks. So, you know, the two corners, Charles and Tim have done a tremendous job of creating takeaways, not just for themselves, but for everybody on the defense. And, you know, something as simple as them creating more time for the D-line to get a rush that, you know, that most people might not see, you know, that stuff that them guys are doing. So Done a tremendous job so far.
Yeah, they really have. And Brian Urlacher, I think, said it best. He's been in this defense since 2004, seen everything you can possibly see. He said the biggest difference this year is that the Bears have this knack for getting takeaways at big moments.
Yeah, and it's been in the red zone. It's been all over the field. It's been on, you know, third downs. The opportunities that we may have missed the last couple of years, you know, guys are making those plays. You know, Major and Chris back there in the safeties have done a tremendous job this year of creating takeaways. You know, whether it's on third down, coming up and making a big tackle. You know, Major last week, that was a huge play in the game. And, you know, guys are making plays.
They have, in the brief time that Conte and Wright have been the starting safety tandem, the Bears as a defense have 24 interceptions. I mean, that's... And you guys have been looking to really solidify that position. You know, the old joke is, well, no one's really solidified it since Mike Brown left. Mm-hmm. I mean, what has happened to Major Wright as a player where he's been able to take that next step?
I think it's situational football. You know, it's knowing the down distance, knowing the situation of the game, you know, the personnel. You know, what we work on each week, you know, each week, the situations that put you in a position to make plays. And then, you know, coming up with not just having the opportunity to make them, but making that play. And I think that's what's separating.
With Craig Steltz and Kellen Davis here on Bears All Access, I think you bring up a great point, because that's the kind of stuff you can't learn unless you've been through some games and made some mistakes in order to kind of understand. Because it takes a while just to learn the actual defense that you're playing. And then you get to a point where now you know exactly how the offense – I mean, you look at – everyone keeps talking about the 30-year-olds and when it's going to end and all this kind of stuff. But, you know, when you're a guy like Peppers, Urlacher, Briggs, Adonijay, Tillman – because you've played in this defense as long as you have, now you can use your brain too. There isn't anything that the opposing offense is going to do that you haven't seen. By the way.
Yeah, I mean, the guys you named, they've had a, you know, tremendous amount of games between them all, and they've been making a lot of plays for a long, long time. So, you know, just being out there gelling, you know, and continuing each week, you know, to become that special defense. We always talk about the star of the defense is the defense. It's not just one player. And, you know, when everybody's on the same, you know, page playing hard and run to the football, good things happen.
Yeah, and the young players now contributing. Wooten, McClellan, Paya, you talked about the safeties. That's, I think, been the fun thing to watch, this whole thing grow. And, you know, offensively, Kellen talked about it. Again, there's so much talent there, and there is the ability to have an explosive offense. When it starts to click, it's when... you could be looking at something special happening at Soldier Field. Along with Kellen Davis and Craig Steltz, this is Bears All Access. When we come back, when's Devin Hester going to get one? It's been a big question around here.
Very soon.
Yeah, so we'll find out exactly when. We're going to hold you to it right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Support the 24th annual Chicago Bears and Jewel Osco Coat Drive by donating winter coats from September 24th through December 16th at Jewel Osco stores in the Chicagoland area. Coats will benefit the Salvation Army and public schools in Chicago. Visit ChicagoBears.com for more information. Along with the tight end, Kellen Davis, the safety, Craig Steltz, I'm Zach Zedman here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority. I heard something, Craig, the other day about Kellen, and I want to just confirm that this is true.
Oh, my goodness. What are you about? You're about to say something stupid.
No. I read somewhere. Is this true? And usually everything I say is somewhat silly. The thing that I heard that was interesting is that your parents liked Kellen Winslow's name, and that's why you were named Kellen. Is that true?
Yeah, it's true.
See? That's not stupid. But they didn't know you were going to be a tight end.
Of course they didn't. I was a baby.
I mean, exactly. And
but he was probably a big baby.
He was a big baby, weren't you?
No, I wasn't. I was born like 4 weeks premature.
Really?
But I was still like 8 pounds. So.
Yeah, that's
he was a big baby.
It's probably good I didn't stand there any longer.
You were dying to get out.
Yeah.
Were your parents athletes?
Yeah, my dad was. And, pretty much everybody, all the guys in my family and a few of my aunts were athletes.
And obviously he was probably a big football fan.
Yeah, we were big football fans growing up. Yep.
So then, but when you were a kid, what position did you want to play?
Well, I played running back and quarterback. And I played all positions while I was in Pop Warner, so I kind of wanted to be everywhere. I always wanted to be a wide receiver, I guess, or running back.
Well, you have an opportunity to catch the ball.
Yeah.
And running backs block, so you got a chance to do that. It's not fun being a tight end, is it? Because you got to do the dirty work.
You get to enjoy some of the perks, but you got to put in the work for the perks.
Yeah.
You know, so it's kind of both, but you learn to enjoy – you know, getting those holes open up for the running backs and making big plays happen.
What's the toughest thing that you've had to adjust to at the NFL level?
At the NFL level, I think just the number of things that the tight ends are asked to do. You know, those first couple of years, going from just basically being a tight end, you know, lining up here and doing this to playing basically, you know, fullback, X, Z, whatever position, you know, pretty much every position on the offense except for quarterback and running back. Yeah. So, yeah, that was the biggest adjustment, just learning, you know, how to play out of the backfield and things like that.
And that early on in your career, you're asked to do one thing as a tight end. Then, you know, the last couple of years, there was a different kind of offense here, and you were asked to do a completely different thing and kind of ignored, not just you, but everyone that played the tight end position within the framework of the offense. It's been kind of liberating for you, I imagine, just having the opportunity to be out there and be able to catch the ball.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. And it's something I'm looking to get better at and, you know, just trying to improve on it every week and just, you know, get Jay's confidence up in me and, you know, get some more balls. And I would like to expand my role going into, you know, the second half of the stretch.
Yeah,
the season.
One thing I've noticed with Cutler is if you establish that confidence with him, you're getting the ball and it's coming your way a lot.
Yeah.
You know, you see that with some of the receivers on the team. Meantime, this is going to be a huge special teams battle this weekend. You got the Bears, you got the Titans. They're ranked fourth, higher than you guys, which I know has got to make your stomach turn a little bit.
Well, they got touchdown Tim, right? He's still down there, right?
Tim Shaw, the former Bear.
Touchdown Timmy.
They've made some plays, you know, on their return game, and you know, so it's going to be our job to go out there and put our, you know, defense in a position, you know, at the long field to make them drive and you know, put our faith in defense because they're not going to be able to drive on, you know, and continue up, put a drive together. So. It's a big game, and like you've talked about earlier, you know, it's time for Devin to score. It's time for us to get him out, you know, and the other 10 guys on the field take a tremendous amount of pride on that. And, you know, we're working our butts off to get him out.
He's still been a factor. I think people don't realize that, you know, the Bears are last in the NFL in kickoff return yardage, but yet are number one in average starting position after kickoffs. And that's based in large part to what you saw last week. The Panthers just refused to kick the ball off. And then when it comes to the punting game, you know, Hester admitted the other week that, you know, in that Detroit game, he didn't make the best decisions and he needed to be more aggressive. But then prior to that, there have been opportunities. I think I was talking with special teams coordinator Dave Tobin. He said kickers have been Hester's kryptonite. There have been opportunities there, and it's a hand here, someone knocking him out of bounds there. But when you guys watch the video, you see those things?
We're very critical of ourselves. You know, we're looking at the one guy, the one block that we have to finish to get him out. So we're continuing to work, you know, especially on the punt return. It's a lot about just finishing that block. You know, you could block him for 30 yards, and if he just happens to get a finger on Devin or something at being in a position to make Devin cut back, you know, we take a lot of pride in that. So, you know, we're working extremely hard, you know, to get him out in the end zone.
We're with Craig Stelz and Kellen Davis here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority. All right, help me out here because there are four phases to special teams. Mm-hmm. And, you know, then you have some guys that play all four phases, other guys that play a couple. So what do you guys specifically do so people can get an idea of what it's like down there?
You know, most guys, we play all four phases. You know, a lot of times it's the safeties and linebackers and tight ends and receivers. You know, fullbacks and guys out there, you know, that are out there in space. And each position, it's about blocking and tackling. You know, whether you're on the return game, you're out there blocking. And on our kickoff and, you know, punt team, we'll punch at the block and tackle. So
right.
It's a little bit of everything, you know, and that's what kind of puts together a good special teams player is a guy that's kind of does a lot of things, you know, be able to run, tackle, and block.
It's the versatility that's key. Although I've noticed they use you in any kind of big package that you have on special teams, you're there.
Well, I'm on I'm on field goal, hands team.
Hands team being, you know, if the ball isn't going to go all the way back to the return man, you want people out on the field that when the ball touches them in the hands, they don't end up doing what Corey Wooten did last week. They actually, although to give him credit, he did cover up the ball as soon as, you know, he wasn't able to catch it. You would have caught it and started running up the field.
Kyle had a good little return on his, though.
Yeah.
Kyle Adams. But yeah, I kind of got scaled back off the special teams. I used to be a four phase guy, but you know, taking so many reps on offense, can't do both.
Yeah, which to me that's. Do you think that hurts Devin a little bit too on punt? Because I mean, he does play a lot at receiver now, especially with some of the injuries that have taken place. and then you got to go back out there. I mean, it's tough.
It's tough, but he's done it. And a lot of it's, you know, we take pride in the punt return unit to get him out, you know. So, you know, we'll continue to work, you know, extremely hard this week. You know, it's time, you know, for him to get big returns and put our punt return, you know, at the elite level where it's supposed to be.
And it would be something to do it against, at least coming in, a team that's ranked fourth on special teams. To be able to break out that way would be kind of an announcement to the rest of the league that the Bears really haven't gone anywhere on special teams. When we come back, we're going to do our Gibson's player of the game. And you would think on the surface it's very simple based on the performance against the Panthers, but I'm going to throw a couple of names out there, and the winner is actually going to be very happy that you guys selected him. I'll explain why next with Greg Steltz and Kellen Davis right here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Watch Bears Game Day Live, brought to you by Subway. Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. on Fox Chicago. Bears Game Night Live, brought to you by Toyota. Sunday nights at 10:35 p.m. on Fox Chicago, part of the Chicago Bears network of shows. This is Bears All Access. Zach Zabin, pleased to be joined by Greg Steltz and Kellen Davis here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Time now to select the Gibson's Player of the Week, brought to you by Gibson's Bar and Steakhouse. The player you guys select is going to get a $500 gift card to Gibson's. But for helping pick that player, guys, both of you get a $100 gift card to Gibson's, the best meal in town. All right, so against that performance against the Panthers, the easy pick would be Tim Jennings because he had, the game-changing play against the Panthers. But, you know, Jay Cutler, you could pick him for that nice fourth-quarter drive, including the touchdown pass to my man here. And Robbie Gould also had the game-winning kick. Never easy to do it in the clutch. Who do you guys pick?
I vote Timmy.
Yeah, I'm rolling with
Jay. Don't need no more steaks.
and honestly, he was the NFC Defensive Player of the Week.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think that that tells you all you need to know. So we'll give it to Tim Jennings. He gets the $500 gift card to Gibson's, and for helping pick the player, Greg Steltz and Kellen Davis get a $100 gift card to Gibson's, the best meal in town. This was a popular question earlier today. Do the Bears have the best cornerback tandem currently playing in the National Football League?
Right now we have Mr. September and Mr. October on our team.
It's
so
pretty special.
They've done a tremendous job. You know, and that's it's not just in you know in the past game. You know, they're giving the defensive line that extra second, you know, to put the pressure on the guys. And you know, even Charles is a takeaway machine. You know, anytime us as the other 10 guys on the field are running that way, you're expecting the ball to come out. I mean, he has an ability to punch the ball out that, you know, not just on our team, but anywhere in the league, I don't know if another guy, you know, has it. So the takeaways these guys are generating and then putting points on the board by scoring is tremendous.
Everyone knows about Tillman's. He's football's 30-30 guy with the 30 yeah. picks and the 30 forced fumbles. But where has Tim Jennings come from? Because when you look at what this guy did prior to this season, there's no indicator that he was going to come out and have the – I mean, this is the interceptor of the National Football League in 2012 with six. He leads everybody.
He's been doing it, you know, every offseason. He had a tremendous offseason this year through OTAs and through training camp. Worked tremendously hard on catching the ball, you know, like we talked about earlier. You know, he had some opportunities last year. And like, if you don't catch an interception and you drop it and it's a PBU, you know, it's easy to forget about that, you know, but people remember the interceptions. And so he's doing a tremendous job of making opportunities that present themselves and catching the interceptions and then making big plays after him. So it's always been there, you know, and we've continued to help him, and he's been working very hard.
Right, because for some teams, you know, if you just, you know, block the pass, then you get graded well. But with the Bears, it's not fun in the meeting room if you had an opportunity to get a pick as a defensive player and you didn't come away with the ball.
Well, you know, we always talk about those are good plays. You know, the interception's the great play. And, you know, and he's, especially last game, you know, he had a huge workload on his back of covering Steve Smith, and worked his butt off all game, continued to fight. You know, nobody's perfect out there. You know, those guys are going to catch passes too, as you're going to get PBUs. But, you know, like I said, the play of the game, you know, when the time mattered and we had a battle going, came up with a huge play.
How demoralizing is it when you're an offensive player and you see that the takeaway lead to a touchdown, the way the Bears have demoralized a lot of teams this season?
Oh, man, that's terrible. But, I mean, when you're on offense and it goes the other way, it's awful. But, you know, being on our team is great because we get so many of them. And, you know, just like last week, if Tim didn't make that play, we wouldn't have enough time.
Right, and it just changed the game like that because, you're thinking that I believe you guys were down, what, 12?
Yeah, because, we would have put another two touchdowns up. And I don't know, I think we had, 7 minutes or something like that?
Yeah,
you
wasn't
know,
a lot
get
of time.
Two drives in 7 minutes, that's not easy to do.
Right, and it didn't look as though there was a spark to kind of, you're looking for something to kind of turn things around. And what a huge play. And then the other thing that people, I know that a lot of people complain about the field at Soldier Field. Steve Smith slipped on that field. That was home field advantage to me. I don't think he was wearing studs, which means, he had the wrong shoes out there, and that's an advantage of where Soldier Field works for the Bears. People don't point that out.
Ah.
Keep trying to sell that. Go ahead.
See, the offensive player, but I think the defensive players like it, right?
I like it. We practice on it every day.
Right.
You could say it's part of the weather. We practice outside all the time. So.
I don't really care, but it's not an advantage. It doesn't really bother me either way, but it's not an advantage.
So you're slipping too, is what you're saying.
Well, I mean, if you're not running your routes properly and stuff, like I'm a big dude, so when I cut, it's a lot of pressure. So I gotta be good getting out of my breaks.
It is tough to see. I've always wondered for a big guy to maintain balance on the field.
It's not balance. It's just if I'm running up full speed and I stick that foot in the ground, is it going to stay there or is it going to keep going? That's what it is.
Right. So there's a little bit of a challenge here. But see, to me, if you're the defensive player on the Bears and you kind of know that that's going to be a challenge for the opposing player, you can use that as a way to kind of intimidate. Don't you think?
Zayman's trying to sell that we're using Soldier Field's grass to intimidate people.
It's not the first time Steve Smith played on it. I don't know.
Well,
I know that.
He always does well. It's even when he has this was a poor game, to speak, for him, and he still put up great numbers. It's a weird kind of thing with him. There's certain receivers. Like, for example, I was stunned at what the Bears were able to do defensively to Calvin Johnson, because what Peanut did was, I don't think you can praise him enough for the job that he did, but it wasn't just Peanut. It was the rest of – it's what you talked about earlier, about how it's – the start of the defense is the defense. One guy gets the recognition, but if the guys up front aren't doing their job, then it makes life a little bit difficult on the back end.
Mm-hmm.
So, but Steve Smith, man, that guy, something else. And you guys weren't around in 2005 when, I'm sure you saw a video. He did some damage back then. But again, in the regular season, he has not been able to beat the Bears. So that's a positive thing. The Bears thank Giordano's Famous Stuffed Pizza for providing dinner tonight. Stop by one of their 40 Chicagoland locations for the city's favorite stuffed pizza and visit Giordano's.com. I like how Kellen's looking at me. Come on. Trying to sell the field. I mean, I don't know.
You were reaching, bro.
I was trying to play devil's advocate.
No, you're just reaching.
All right, that's
you ran out of things to say.
All
it's
right.
Okay.
Coming up next, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to ask you guys questions, and this is what this is what we're going to try and find out. What do you know about your Chicago Bears teammates? That's next right here. Did you hear that? That's the buzzer. Oh, it's going to get competitive next with Stelz and Davis right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Bears Insider brought to you by McDonald's, featuring Jeff Jonah and Bears head coach Lovie Smith, airs Monday nights at 7 p.m. on our sister station, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM, part of the Chicago Bears network of shows. With Kellen Davis and Craig Stelz, I'm Zach Zaidman. Here at Hallis Hall, this is Bears All Access, and it's time now to play our most popular segment on the show, Are You a Bears Authority? It's brought to you by Sports Authority. It's real simple. I ask a question. If you know the answer, you hit the buzzer in front of you. First person to hit it gets to answer. If you don't get it right, the other player can answer the question. So whoever's got the most right after 7 wins a Sports Authority gift certificate for a lucky Bears fan. Kellen, you're playing for Tim Wisneski of Lockport. And Craig, you're playing for Ryan Rader of Aurora. And if you're listening right now, want to sign up for a future show, all you have to do is go to chicagobears.com/CBN and click on the Bears All Access page where you can also listen to all of our shows. Ready?
Ready.
Here we go. Question 1. In what round of the 2012 draft was Bears rookie tight end Evan Rodriguez taken in? Stelz.
Sixth round.
Incorrect. Kellen, you can answer the question.
He was taking... in the fourth.
Correct. Kellen Davis takes a 1-0 lead. Now, because he got moved technically to fullback, so is he even in your meeting room?
No.
See? But he does have tight end ability.
Yeah, he can play tight end.
He's got, you know, it's kind of it's a different kind of position. It's an H-back. It's not like the typical fullback that Tyler Klutz played last year.
No.
So that's, I think, why he's kind of a hybrid player. Question number two. Name the four Bears who have touchdown catches this season so far. Kellen Davis.
Me, Brandon.
How do you not know?
Earl.
Incorrect.
Dang. All right. Kellen, Brandon, Matt.
Actually, Matt has the touchdown run. He does not have the touchdown catch.
I knew that.
The answer to the question is Kellen, Brandon Marshall, Alshon Jeffrey.
Oh, Alshon.
The slant.
Yeah, because, you know, you guys have been missing him.
Well, see, that's different because he hasn't been practicing, man.
Yeah, but, hey,
that's not fair.
He went out on a touchdown catch, and Devin Hester has one as well.
In
that huge catch in Dallas. All right, it's a 1-0 lead for Kellen over Craig. Question number three. How many interceptions do the Bears have as a team so far? Craig.
16.
Correct.
That is so loaded.
Hey, listen, you should have known that those interceptions are helping out the offense, so you have no excuse not to know the question. You know, this is not just me talking to talk.
You do realize that they literally have a board in their room that says this.
That's good.
We don't have a board that says who has touchdown catches.
Yes, come on.
No, we don't.
How do you not – you're telling me you don't have a competition amongst yourselves as offensive players as to who has the most touchdown catches?
Well, no. I'm competing for second.
I mean, you're in the running.
Yeah, I'm going to get second place. But, you know, Brandon's going to get the most of them.
See, I would think that when you get in the red zone, this is one of the reasons that you miss Alshon Jeffries, because everyone knows that Brandon's target number one. See, there are opportunities for you. There are opportunities for Alshon when he comes back. Earl, now that he's healthy. All right, that's enough of that. Question number four. Name. And by the way, game tied at one between Stelz and Kellen Davis. Question number four. Name the two current Bears defensive linemen whose last names begin with the letter O. Three, two, one. Kellen.
Amobi Okoye.
That's one.
Who am I missing?
Three, two, one.
I give up.
You can try to answer it, Stelz. You got 3 seconds.
Do you know this?
Is it Chetta?
Yes. Correct. Chetta
Ozugbo. I was
about
to say
that.
I thought
and Amobi
Okoye. I didn't know Chetta's last name.
How about this? What you knew it started with the letter O. You should have said Chetta. Yeah. He didn't know his.
That's what I'm saying. I knew his name was Chetta. I didn't know his last name, but that was my only guess because I knew everybody else's.
You know, it's funny.
You don't really get your last name when your first name is Chetta.
It's funny. We had Lance Lewis and Chilo Rachel on the show a couple of weeks ago, and I asked Lance, do you know how to pronounce Chilo's name? And he didn't. He said, I just call him Chai. So, I mean, it happens. You know, a lot of guys in that locker room. Question number five, Stelz has a 2-1 lead over Kellen Davis. What year was the other player on tonight's show drafted in? Kellen.
The other player?
Yes.
As in him?
Yes.
2008.
Yes. Both of you would have gotten the answer right. Because both of you are from the 2008 class.
See, I thought that was an extra trick question. Yeah. I'm like, what are you talking about right now?
Game's tied at two. By the way, do you have a special bond with the people that you were drafted with that are still on the team?
Yeah, I really like everybody except for Craig in our group.
Yeah, it's the class of 08.
Who else was in your group?
Me, Matt, Chris.
Earl.
It's a pretty good group.
Zach,
I mean,
Bowman.
Yeah.
Bowman.
He's
Bowman.
Back.
Yeah, there's five of us right now.
Chris Williams was let go. But yeah, I mean, that's – but you go through things as a rookie class in terms of all the initiations that – you know, all the orientations when they kind of teach you everything about Bears history, the playbook, you know, the way the veterans treat you. So.
Oh, yeah, you know, it's crazy for five guys to be on the same team, you know, regardless of draft class for 5 years, you know, so –
it's rare. The NFL stands not for long, and you guys have been here for a pretty long time. All right, question number six, game tied at two. Where was the Titans franchise located before the move to Tennessee? Kellen.
Houston.
Correct. Kellen takes a 3-2
huge
lead. It all
That's
comes
huge
down to this.
Final question.
Oh, man. Question number seven. Now, let me tell you what's at stake here. If Kellen Davis gets this question right, That means that Tim Wisniewski of Lockport wins the gift certificate to Sports Authority.
Come on, Timmy.
Yeah, if Craig gets this right, Ryan Rader has some hope, and we go to a tiebreaker.
Yep.
Ready?
All right, ready.
Here we go. Question number 7. Where did Lovie Smith go to college? Stelz.
Tulsa.
Correct. Game tied at 3. Do you know what position he played?
Quarterback.
No, safety. He played your position.
What are you talking about right now?
Man, all right. So here's what happens. We got to go to the tiebreaker.
Just give me
now.
A question.
Right. I'm ready to win.
I'm ready already.
No, it's. I just need the closest answer. You don't have to be 100% right on this. You just got to get the closest to the right answer.
So we both can answer this one. All right.
This is the tiebreaker. It's for all the marbles. How many tackles did Lance Briggs have last season?
Total.
Total.
Sacks counting is
separate. Someone's
got
to hit the buzzer there. Stelz.
130.
All right. Now, hey, Kellen, you get to guess.
I want some ground rules. Are sacks counting as sacks or are they counting
as
field?
You don't even know how many sacks he has. So just hit the button.
No. You said 130? I say one. I'm going to go 135.
Would you believe that Kellen Davis, who didn't know how to answer the questions, closest to Lance Briggs' total of 147, Kellen Davis wins the Sports Authority gift certificate Tim Wisniewski of Lockport.
Stelz has been defeated by me since Monday Night Football. I don't know how many times.
What would your guess have been? If y'all would have said 130, what would your guess?
I would have said like 125 or 135. Those have been my two guesses.
And one of them was right, and he ended up being right.
I thought you were about the 131 me.
Nah, I wasn't going to do that.
You gave me 5.
All right, we got to take a timeout as these guys continue to argue. Maybe I'll throw out another question during the break so you guys can settle down. All right, we've got Kellen Davis, Craig Stelz. This is Bears All Access brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Bears Huddle and Bears Blitz brought to you by Jimmy John's is your chance to catch up on Bears news every Wednesday and Thursday at 4:30 p.m. on Comcast Sportsnet, part of the Chicago Bears network of shows. With Kellen Davis and Craig Stelz, I'm Zach Zaidman. This is Bears All Access brought to you by Sports Authority. You know, Kellen seems to have this affinity for people who do what I do in radio. A lot of respect for the guys on the other side here, and I really appreciate that. So what are some of your hobbies outside of football? I understand you love to cook.
Yeah, I do. I cook a lot, pretty much every night. The wife enjoys that too. But, yeah, cooking is definitely a passion. I used to play a lot of paintball in the off season, not so much anymore.
What about video games? I hear that's a big Kellen Davis thing.
Yeah, I mean, I used to play a lot, not as much anymore.
Marriage changes you, doesn't it?
Yeah, marriage does change things. You know, you can't do exactly what you want to do all the time. So, but yeah, I still get on sticks every once in a while. I'm still good, so.
Now, do you ever cook for your teammates? Do you
no.
do stuff?
I live around the corner from Kellen and haven't been over once.
Really?
He's never invited us.
Are you good? I mean, in all honesty, are
hey,
you good?
But no, listen to his statement.
Here we go. Here we
go. So he lives around the corner and hasn't been over once, right?
Right.
That doesn't mean he hasn't been invited more than once.
Oh.
I don't have any invitations.
Oh, yeah. So I have to send you a formal RSVP. You got RSVP to come over?
I have a feeling by the end of the show, one's going to dive across the table and just start going at the other guy. So what do you like to cook? I'm being serious.
I cook everything. I started cooking when I was like, I don't know, like 8 or 9 was when I got my first grill. And that's kind of how I got started. But, you know, so obviously I love grilling, but I love doing everything in the kitchen, you know, whether it's baking or, you know, cooking Italian, chicken, anything. I just like trying new stuff.
So how did you do it? Just by yourself, like trial and error? Or did you watch cooking shows?
I always watch cooking shows. And then when I go in the kitchen, I kind of just wing it. And I make my own recipes. So Stelz actually tried one of my recipes.
I did.
Oh, so you did try it. You were just making fun of him.
No. Well, the wife cooked one of the recipes. It was very good.
What was it?
It was like a chicken pasta. It was good.
It's kind of like a cream cheese based sauce with chicken and, you know, vegetables and things like that.
You know,
it was very good.
It's complex. This is good. I like this. But now who's your celebrity chef that you go to for stuff when you watch
TV? I don't have
a
favorite, but I do. I like Emeril. I've always liked him. What's his name? The redheaded dude, Lagasse. He's on Iron. He was one of the first American guys on the original like Iron Chefs, and he's really good.
Bobby Flay.
Bobby Flay, he's okay, but he kind of cooks like the same kind of like Southwestern, you know, spicy stuff all the time.
He knows his stuff. I like this.
You know, he doesn't have as much range as some of the other guys.
So when you travel, you know, when you guys go to different cities, you know, most guys go out, you know, for a meal. Do you target certain restaurants based on, like, you must really have a different kind of appreciation for some of the best restaurants in America?
I just love good food, man. Yeah, I'll pay whatever I got to do for good food. That's kind of like, you know, my biggest expense. I don't really do much else. So, yeah, like eating out good is like one of my passions. And when we go to other cities, if there's somewhere good that I know of that I haven't tried, you know, we definitely go hit it up.
Kellen Davis, Craig Steltz, our guest here on Bears All Access. We're learning a lot about Kellen here. Craig, what are the things you like to do away from football?
He really likes to brush his yellow hair.
Nah, I love hunting, fishing, and just anything with the outdoors. You know, it's just kind of being from, I guess, down in the bayou, as Kellen always
dogs.
Says. it's sports and paradise down there, and I just kind of grew up hunting, fishing, and that's what I love to do.
Yeah, you guys will eat anything down there, in Cajun country, right?
You know what? Like, shocked me about Craig. Like, for I don't know what. 4.5 years, I've had this image of him being Bobby Boucher, living in the bayou. Like, I thought his first car was a P-Row, you know. And little did I know, Steltz is from the suburbs of New Orleans. He, like, has just a regular house, no bayou. He doesn't even have a pole in front of his house.
That's the guy from the backwoods of Michigan, right. You know, looking down at the bayou.
I like how he's making fun of your hair. I mean, if you wanted to, you could unload.
Yeah. Hey, but... man. If I had hair, I'd have hair like Steltz. I would be letting it blow in the wind and doing all the good stuff that he does.
Do you ever work? Because if you were an offensive player, would you cut your hair? Because you can use the hair as a weapon.
No, right? It's not long enough to grab. Yeah.
No, you can.
It's you can grab
in the National Football League. You can grab. So you can tackle somebody by their hair.
But mine's not long enough to grab.
And you don't wear. I notice you don't wear like a
skull cap.
Yeah, you don't wear what Kellen's wearing right now. That skull cap underneath your. I mean, you let the locks flow out there in the Soldier
just
Field wind.
Just enjoying it out there.
So who you know? And growing up in New Orleans, I mean, there's a lot of talent down there.
Yes.
In the greater New Orleans area, in terms of football. So who were some of the guys that you grew up with that are now in the league?
A lot of guys we played with at LSU. You know, some tremendous players. And, hey, going back to the big game this weekend, you know, there's some great players that have played there. And get a chance to, you know, see a lot of teams we play. You know, last week Brandon LaPell played for the Panthers. And it's just good seeing guys that you played with at LSU and seeing them after the games, get a chance to catch up with them.
Yeah, I noticed that, you know, when Kellen was at Michigan State, they were a really good basketball school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how many games they've won.
Oh, I got him back. All right. No, but Kellen actually was – he was busy at Michigan State, was a talented defensive lineman and as well as a tight end. So, I mean, obviously, there's a lot of skill there. See, I just complimented you.
But I did hear something about his pass rush from another defensive lineman.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, let me hear this.
What
is
this?
Good.
It was. I'm not gonna give a name, but I was speaking of another guy on our team. He's a defensive line. And Kellen was telling him he was a defensive end, and they were talking about just his get off and his pass rush abilities.
Right. So he's a good tight end as a defensive lineman. That's. By the way, I want to get.
Who said this?
We'll find out on the other side.
Who said this?
Bears All Access. We've got a fired up Kellen Davis along with Craig Steltz here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score. Ask a Bears question in the Toyota Fan Zone. Tweet any Bears-related question using the hashtag BearsToyota, and it might be answered during the Bears Game Night Live TV broadcast Sunday nights on Fox Chicago. If the selected question belongs to you, you'll receive a Bears Pro Shop gift card. So use the hashtag BearsToyota. Along with Kellen Davis and Craig Steltz, I'm Zach Sabin here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority. All right, let's talk some hardcore football here because, you know, earlier we were talking about how, you know, there's room to grow offensively, that you guys have not been consistent. Is part of that consistency getting to a point where you shorten the distance on second down and third down, where you put yourself in manageable situations to move the chains?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Coach Tice has been hitting on that all week, especially because we have a lot of good plays in offense, obviously, and we have a lot of good players on offense. But when we don't, when we pop out and we get 2 yards on first down, that limits our play calling abilities. Because then it's, do we run the ball and try to pick up another 4 yards to get to a third and short, or should we go and throw it and then end up with possibly a completion or another third and long. So, you know, it puts us in a bind. So if we can end up on second and five, second and six, we're much better, and there's a lot more play calls available for us.
Yeah, and I think another thing, and you can hit on this because you've been around for a while. I think defensively, you know how Craig talked earlier about understand, because everyone's been in the same defense for a while, you kind of can anticipate what the other offense is going to do based on situations during the game. When you look at, for example, like the Packers, offensively, they've been together, same system, same group of personnel for a long period in time. When you look at the Bears offense, that hasn't been the case. And it's hard to, I think, to function at a high level when you're still getting to know one another. Some of that.
Well, it's kind of crazy when you say it like that because, you know, I've been in the league 5 years and haven't had the same offense for more than 2 years at a time. So we've had different coordinators and different offenses, two quarterbacks, and, you know, a number of different offensive linemen. And, you know, that we haven't had a chance to build that, you know, that cohesive bond and know our offense inside and out like we would normally would if we had 3 or 4 years into it.
Now, I think that when you look overall, though, at this team, here are the areas that I look at and say, all right, this can get better. We know the offense. I think just based on personnel, you figure if I told you you have a Pro Bowl running back in Matt Forte, Pro Bowl receiver in Brandon Marshall, a guy like Jay Cutler and Earl Bennett, Alshon Jeffery, the way he played before he got hurt, you would think there's an opportunity here to improve. You have Devin Hester on special teams. He hasn't been Devin Hester just yet. So you look at that going forward, there's a lot to like.
There is. I'm excited about, you know, continuing to work with Devin and get him out. And just imagine the big plays the positions can put our offense in, you know, when we do get that together. And, you know, those big returns will start coming. Points on special teams, that's huge. And so, you know, we're going to continue to work and that's part of our game. We're going to continue to pick up.
I think another big thing that I look at with the Bears is the way you guys have split things up. 185 points scored this season. 41 have come from the defense. You know, so there's the flexibility of doing things that other teams can't do.
Oh, no doubt. Our defense getting points is crazy, and it's great. You know, it's such a boost for the offense. And I think at times – because like Craig saying earlier, they get them at crucial times. Like, we'll go down and we'll score, or, you know, a couple drives and we'll be up, you know, like 14-7. The defense gets a pick, puts us up 21-7. That gives us a cushion to do a lot more things on offense and, you know, call the game the way we want to do it and really take control of the game when we have that cushion of points because, you know, 7 points or 3 points in the NFL is like, that's nothing, you know. You're just sitting on the edge of your seat waiting for them to make a play.
I think what's been remarkable here, since the Jay Cutler trade in 2009, the Bears are 19-1 when leading after the first quarter. So you get off to a fast start, man, and the game changes. Because I think what happens is the defense can do some things to get the takeaways, and then you guys are playing with a lead on offense, which changes the whole dimension of the game.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. And it puts us into kind of like overdrive, and then we go out on offense, and, well, we dictate what we're going to do. It gives us the ability to dictate what we're going to do instead of, you know, trying to play catch-up or trying to make big plays or, you know, do things like that and just move the ball methodically, eat time off the clock, and do all the good things, keep our defense off the field.
Can I ask both of you guys about something that Lovie Smith said during the offseason? And I know it must have meant a lot to you when he said it. Lovie at the time said when you were a free agent and, you know, you had made a visit, I think, down to Dallas – and, you know, there wasn't a guarantee that you were going to come back. But Lovie Smith had said, Kellen Davis can do what all the good tight ends in the league can do. That's a statement. Because you look at the way the tight ends are around the league are being used now. For him to say that, and there are other players that he's hyped up like that in the past. Henry Melton was a guy that he'd constantly praise, and he rewarded him. When you hear your head coach say that about you, what does it do?
It's reassuring, and it just means that I made the right decision. I came back to a team and a coach that believe in me and my ability and what I can do, and you know, it just makes me want to work hard and be the best player I can.
You know, he also said that Craig Steltz had one of the best training camps out of anyone there, so you're just waiting for an opportunity. When it comes, you'll be ready.
You just continue to compete, you know, take it week to week, and just worry about what you can do to help the team. And hey, we're 6-1, and you know, everybody's taking that approach just to continue to do what you're doing each week to how you can help the team.
Guys, good luck in Tennessee. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Kellen Davis, Craig Steltz, our producer, Greg Miller, and Paul Zerang, who helped us blast through the speakers of your radio. I'm Zach Sabin saying thanks for listening to Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Thanks for listening to this Chicago Bears Network presentation of Bears All Access, your all-access pass into the world of Bears football. You can listen to Bears All Access shows online at chicagobears.com. Bears All Access has been brought to you by Sports Authority and has been sponsored by Toyota and Verizon.